ABC Radio Australia.
Now, an intense period of political horse trading is about to get underway in Solomon Islands after none of the parties emerged from last week's elections were strong enough to form a government on their own. The incumbent pro-Chinese Prime Minister, Manase Songovare, leads a crowded pack, even though his party lost more than half its seats. From Honiara, here's the ABC's Solomon Islands reporter, Chris Narita Almanuliong.
On the streets in Solomon Islands' capital, Honiara, there's one question on everyone's mind. So who do you think will be the country's next prime minister?
I like Gordon Dasi, Lilo. I want him to become a prime minister.
Junior Peter Ken Lorena should be our next prime minister for Solomon Islands.
After a week of counting, all 50 seats in Solomon Islands national election have been declared. No party has gained a clear majority, but caretaker Prime Minister Manase Songovare has emerged with 15 seats, the largest number. But that's half of the 37 seats his party had coming into the election.
Obviously, there is a big, big interest by the world, because there have been a number of decisions that have not gone down well with him, the international community, especially the Western allies, led by the United States of America, Australia, New Zealand.
Mr. Songovare has led Solomon Islands through 5 years of rapid change, most notably pulling the country closer towards China. As competition for influence in the Pacific region intensifies, it has meant the election is being closely watched by Australia and the superpowers. In an interview with local media, Mr. Songovare even went as far as to accuse the United States of interfering in the election in his home province, claiming the U.S. Embassy promised to pay the school fees of people who voted for his rival.
By me right, the United States of America.
I'm going to write to the United States of America, the U.S. Embassy. Our people, the people who voted for me, we won. They're saying, let them pay for these voters. You look after us.
Today marks the start of an intense negotiation period that could take weeks, with parties and independents horse trading to try and build a coalition and form government. And it's a crowded pack, with opposition leader Matthew Wale and Peter Kenilore Jr., the son of the country's first prime minister, seen as possible potential rivals to Mr. Songovare. Both men have committed to review the country's pivot towards China. Yet one man, former Prime Minister Gordon Dasi Lilo, has emerged as a dark horse after returning to Parliament.
I have been Prime Minister before. I was never selfish about it. I love this country and I want this country to progress more.
Election watchers say last week's elections was clean and peaceful. But the negotiation process to build government has historically seen accusations of corruption and under-the-table payments. Veteran journalist Dorothy Wickham says surprises are expected.
There were already certain MPs being seen at certain camps that didn't belong there before. So I think that there's already some movement. With the elections for the Prime Minister, it's secret ballot. You can just swing anywhere at the last minute.
11 independent MPs were elected and they're expected to play a crucial role in forming government.
Solomon Islands reporter Chris Narita Almanuliong there. And the US Embassy in Solomon Islands has been contacted for comment about Mr. Songovare's claim.